Marking the International Day of Persons with Disabilities last year, Pope Francis insisted that all Catholics with disabilities have a right to receive the sacraments. For the church, he said, religious education programs must be available to those with disabilities, and every seminarian, priest, and catechist should be educated about disabilities and familiar with the use of inclusive pastoral tools. Well, one program in the Archdiocese heard that call and have become a special program. And coming up, Holy Trinity in Beaverton will be host to a special evening each month for autistic young adults. Joining me this morning to share more about it is the program organizer, Cecily Lehrfeld. Cecily, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, Brenda, I'm so happy to be speaking with you about this important ministry.
Well, again, an amazing program, and I want to know more about this. Kind of tell us and our listeners about how you became and focus on a ministry for young adults on the spectrum.
Oh, I would love to share that with you. So my background is I'm the mother of 8 children, and 3 of them are on the spectrum. And so I have 3 adult children now who have autism, and each of them is so different from the other. There's a saying in the autism world, if you've met one autistic, you've met one autistic. Hmm. And my 2 boys couldn't be more different from each other. They are on opposite ends of the spectrum on their sensory issues, on their social abilities and everything. But when they work together, they can accomplish things. It's really fun to watch. But having that background and having lived and loved them throughout their lives, I saw a real need in the church community for a space for people like my children. And it's been on my mind and on my heart for quite a while. And when kids are young, you have a lot of support as a family. There are therapists and programs and schools, and the world is so much more aware of autism now. And so that child has support within their family, within their schools, and the programs that might be helping them grow. But as our kids transition into adulthood, that all changes and falls away. And so sometimes they're no longer living within the family unit, and so they're isolated. They may not be going to school, and even if they are, the social impacts of going to school are so overwhelming that it is like going into a war zone for an autistic person many times to go to school. So they're not getting that community there. So I really wanted to facilitate a space for young adults who are on the spectrum to come together and have community where they can just be themselves. And then from that community, for them to determine how they want to minister in the church. Been on my mind for quite a while, but it hadn't really formulated until late summer when I ran into a friend of mine who is an associate professor at George Fox University. And she is associate professor of education, and she teaches the special ed students that are going to be teachers for special ed. And she told me that this year she was doing something very exciting for her, which was facilitating a group for autistic students at George Fox. And as she started telling me about it, I got chills because I realized this sounds like the group that I want, but within the church.
Yeah.
And I got very excited. And I think the thing that really just hooked my heart was she was explaining to me, you know, that she really wanted the group to be determined, the focus of the group, by the students themselves. And so that when some other students approached her and said, hey, we'd like to come join the group, even though we're neurotypical, because we want to understand autistics better, we want to be able to support them better, she said, well, let me ask the group. And she went to the group, and they unanimously said, no, this is the only hour in our week where we don't have to adapt to the rest of the world.
Wow.
And I, even as I'm telling you this now, I've got chills again, because it's so true. We don't think about it as neurotypical people, what it takes for an autistic person just to open their front door or even their bedroom door sometimes. The barrage of sensory input that they get, that immediately floods their brain is overwhelming. And autism's kind of an invisible disability because we don't see it. They're not in a wheelchair. They're not using a cane. They don't have the Down syndrome face. They look like you and me, but their brains are so different. And so I wanted to provide a space for them where they didn't have to adapt to anything and they could be each other, but also where they could be a community of Catholics.
Oh, I love that. I am speaking today with Cecily Lehrfeld. She is the organizer of a wonderful evening coming up. Cecily, what were some of the considerations you had to prepare for to offer such a program? Because, I mean, their needs can be, well, really quite diverse.
Brenda, that is one of the first things that we had to consider. So thank you for asking that. One of the things I looked at was the environment of where we were going to be and trying to find a space that felt open, but not that all the world's eyes were looking in at you, that had enough room for people to spread out in case they didn't want to sit with other people. So I didn't want a classroom style where everybody had to have a seat somewhere. And Holy Trinity was kind enough to open up one of their rooms. I think they call it the fireside room, which is a large room with plenty of light, but also privacy because it's set down low on a lower level. And then it has many tables that are just spread out throughout the place. So we could have 20 people in there and everybody could be sitting at their own space and feel comfortable with that. One of the other considerations is I'm bringing snacks to the event, and many people on the spectrum have allergies. So making sure that I have things that are gluten-free and dairy-free and nut-free for people who might have that. Being able to provide paper cups, but also glass cups, because the way they feel in your mouth can be very different. And having paper straws and plastic straws and silicone straws. I mean, I know that might sound like a lot of detail, but these are some of the things that make a big difference. I want to have blankets and pillows there because soft and snuggly things are really important so that people can use them if they want to when they're sitting there. So those are some of the things that we looked at. The lighting, I didn't want any of the fluorescent lights on. We're going to bring in some lamps because fluorescent lighting can be very hard on the eyes, especially for autistic people. We are going to be holding this ministry every month on the second Thursday of the month. And depending on the response, possibly moving to twice a month. So this is such an important ministry for the church because it's filling a gap. As you mentioned in your opening, Pope Francis speaking about as a church, we need to be more aware of people who have differences from us and being able to be inclusive of them. And so by the church providing a space for autistic young adults to come together and just be themselves is a gift. And then from that gift of these young people being together, what I envision is them being able to express their desires to minister in the church and for my role as a facilitator to help them get there.
You've thought of so much, of course, because of your experience with your sons. Cecily, I want to talk more about this program, but I am coming up against my break. Can you stay with me so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour?
I would love to, Brenda. Thank you.
I am continuing now my conversation with Cecily Lehrfeld. Cecily is the organizer of a wonderful evening coming up for autistic young adults. It will be happening at Holy Trinity Church in Beaverton, and she is with me today to tell us more about it. Cecily, thank you so much for staying with me.
Of course, Brenda. I am really looking forward to this first evening of many
Absolutely. Well, Cecily, as I said, Pope Francis, every year for the International Day of Persons with Disability, he kind of comments on this, and he insisted that all Catholics with disabilities have a right to receive those sacraments. It's wonderful that Holy Trinity in Beaverton has offered a space for you. So share with our listeners a little bit. The first evening is coming up on November 11th, begins at 6 o'clock in the evening. Kind of what will the whole evening entail for those who will be attending?
Well, that's a good question, Brenda, because I don't know completely. I will tell you what will be there because I want the group to be driven by the attendees. So what I will provide is a space that's going to be comfortable for them. As I mentioned earlier, not having the fluorescent lights on, having plenty of areas for them to sit. And I'll have some beginning activities. Of course, you know, we want to know each other's names and just a little bit about each other, but definitely only on the level that people are comfortable sharing. Because until you get to know somebody, especially when you're on the spectrum, that can be hard to let somebody have that peep into you. So I plan on providing opportunities for people to get to know each other's names, to understand what I see as a possibility for the group, and then for them to be able to express what they would like. There will be some games. We'll be doing some, I have some small card games and board games that are available, and a little bit of art that we'll be doing if people want to participate in it. Snacks are always an important part of any gathering. And then just wrapping it up. So the first meeting is going to be very low key, and like you said, just getting to know each other and coming up with some ideas about what they want to do.
Oh, again, it just sounds like a great evening and really filling a void that our archdiocese is hopeful that, again, this program will really begin to take off. Cecily, for us as a community, how can we support, you know, those with special needs, you know, their families and your program?
Well, Brenda, I think that I'm going to speak just about autism right now because it is, as I said earlier, kind of an invisible disability. It's all of us have such a heart in the church for people, and the church fosters compassion and mercy. So when I see somebody maybe struggling physically with a walker or a wheelchair or a child, then you immediately can smile at the family and say hi or offer to help. There are things we know to do, but with an autistic person, one, you may not know they're autistic, and two, interactions can be very difficult, so it's much harder to support that person. It's one of the things that I'm really hoping will come from this ministry. If I can backtrack a minute and just say, one of the things that autistics struggle with a lot is this gap between desire and action. So this takes place whether it's at school or for a job or for a volunteer position. So many autistic people are highly intelligent. They're very capable of performing work and tasks, but getting the job can be a barrier for them. And it's one of the big programs that are available in the autistic community is helping people get jobs, because going through the process of filling out applications and interviewing and asking those questions and going to a facility can be overwhelming. But if you just gave them their desk and their office, they could perform their job. So now going back to the ministry, what I hope to be able to do is to create some systems in place within the archdiocese and each parish so that autistic people who might want to be readers because they are comfortable being on stage and doing that, can do it without having to go through all the processes that maybe you or I would go to if we wanted to go and be a reader, because going to the meetings could be overwhelming. So maybe providing a Zoom link that they could go to the meeting through the Zoom link and have their screen off and get the information. So that's just one example of what I see, hoping to set up some of those systems for the young adults in this group so that they can be more active in their parishes in the ways that's using their gifts.
Cecily Lehrfeld is joining me today. She's joining me as we talk about a great program coming up. It begins on November 11th at 6 o'clock p.m. at Holy Trinity in Beaverton. And each month they will be hosting an autistic young adult program. Well, Cecily, before we go, and for our listeners maybe that missed the first half, can you maybe share a little bit, you know, perhaps maybe a parent or a mother who is listening now who is facing, well, this diagnosis of autism spectrum for their own children, really fearful of the future? Kind of maybe share with them, as a mother of three who are on the spectrum with autism, kind of what that journey was like for you from acceptance to now really thriving and having joy and hope for the lives of your children.
Oh, wow, Brenda. That really takes me back. I would say to any parent who's recently received a diagnosis for your child to give yourself time for it to sink in. The diagnosis is so helpful because it gives you a direction and it gives you some parameters so you can understand your child better, but it doesn't change your child. So they are still that beautiful gift from God that you held in your arms on the day they were born. And having this diagnosis is a gift in that it will now allow you to be able to share a language with your child and to see the world through their eyes. Brenda, there are so many incredible resources available now that weren't available when my first two kids were diagnosed. We didn't have the internet then. I keep trying to explain that to people. There was no internet. There was nowhere to look up what is autism and see. It was all word of mouth. So the plethora of therapies and information available to autistic parents now is phenomenal. And there is a lot of good help out there to help you and your child navigate this world. And I think the best thing you can do for your kid is educate them about themselves so that they learn to advocate for themselves. That's probably true for every child. But I would say that to the autistic parent, Brenda. I just want to say about the ministry here, I just want to remind people this is for the autistic person, not for their parents or their relatives. This is for the young adults themselves who are on the spectrum.
Okay, perfect. Well, for those who, you know, maybe know somebody who'd like to help them get and encourage them to get involved with this program, where can more information be found in registration information?
Brenda, they can email me at cecilymesa1@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Hopefully this will be in many bulletins over the next week or on parish websites, and it will definitely be on the Archdiocese website. I believe under their disabilities programs, they can find information there. I know that it can be really overwhelming to go to something new and unknown, but I want to encourage any of you who are on the spectrum, who've just been looking for that community, this is going to be a very safe space for you. I can promise you this will be a safe space, and that's what we want to provide, a place for you to be, where you can be yourself, where you don't have to be on, where you can be with people who are just like you and share your faith.
Well, Cecily, I thank you so much for your time today. We pray for you and especially for those who will be blessed by this wonderful evening. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Brenda. I look forward to talking to you in 6 months and telling you some of the things that we're doing in the ministry.
I would love that. And again, that is Cecily Lehrfeld. She is the coordinator of the Autistic Young Adults Evening coming up at Holy Trinity Church in Beaverton. I will be sure to add information where you can find out more about this program. I will also make it easy and add that email address that Cecily had talked about so that way you can connect to her directly. You're going to find all of that information on the podcast of this interview on our Hail Mary Media app or at our webpage at materdeiradio.com.